Antonio Diaz Church, as Marcelo calls it, was built by the father of the master artist, Ali Jorginho. The parish is one of the oldest in the city, dating from 1707. Both the father and Ali Jorginho are buried in the church, and the museum of Ali Jorginho is also here. If you go into the church, the first altar on the right is where Ali Jorginho's body is buried.
Antonio Dias is a very important church as well. It was the first matriz, no? The matriz is the most important church in the region, no? And the architect was the father of this crippled one. He was a Portuguese guy, he was his father, and Ali Jorginho was not taken in the order there. And this was his passion, no? Because he loved that order, and he could not be taken because he was not a pure white person, no? But then, when he died, he was buried there, no? Into the church, into that church that his father built, you know, this Antonio Dias Church. And this Antonio Dias Church, the biggest part ever took place in this town was the Eucharistic Triumph that was in 1752.
As we mentioned at Pillar Church, the Eucharistic Triumph Procession, the biggest party Urupreto has ever seen, occurred when the Blessed Sacrament was moved from its temporary housing in the Church of the Rosary Chapel back to the newly renovated Do Pilar Church. Apparently, some of the pieces from this procession can be found in the museum here.
And they have all the jewellery that they dressed the saint, and was a big procession.
On odd-numbered years, Easter procession leaves from this church and heads toward Our Lady of the Rosary Church, Nossa Senhora do Rosario. In even-numbered years, it leaves from San Francisco de Assis Church. The procession goes for over 4 kilometers, and the streets on the route are covered in carpets, beautiful walking paths created along the road the night before the procession using natural elements like colored wood chips and sand. The carpets depict religious themes, and the procession comprises of participants dressed as angels. Our next stop is steeped in good old gold heist history, the Oratory of Virasai. To get there, continue to follow the road you used to reach this church, out of town, through the intersection with the large fountain, and keeping to the left, continue on to the next intersection where you will see a high wall with a small niche or shrine of the Virgin up high on your right.